the Saturday list, thanks to Deliverit. Deliverit can implement a digital menu, online ordering, and at table ordering within days. Free setup and fast turnaround. It's the Saturday list.
For Victorian restaurants, Deliverit over 25 years. Saturday list. Now, it's election day picks. We see all the big issues debated.
Yep.
We see fiscal policy. We see strategic direction. We see economic welfare. We see health, environment, climate change. But we don't get agenda on the little things that we need to fix.
Yeah.
So it's election day picks.
This is your list.
Okay. So this is the top eight things that are overlooked.
Okay.
Federal, state, local government that we need to get on top of picks.
Right.
I reckon today's a chance. If Elbow wins, this is where I'd start.
Okay. Where's
this list
start?
Of eight.
Okay.
I'm going to send this off to the Labor Party or the Liberal Party, whoever wins today.
Yep.
After today's show.
Just before you give the list, Doomben off.
Off.
No racing at Doomben today.
Wow.
Washed out.
That's a great shame.
Abandoned.
For Queensland racing.
It is.
It is. And more on that through the course of the morning.
Get back to your list.
Top eight.
Top eight.
Number eight. We've got to get on the top of streaming services picks. We need one account that gets us in. You need. It's harder to find out what streaming service something's on than to watch a movie.
Oh, that's a very. That's a tick for me.
You want to sit down at 8 o'clock to watch something?
Yeah.
You need to sit down at 6 o'clock to research the streaming services to find out
what
account you do have, don't have, what your password is on that account, how you get into it, out of what. I thought my Apple password was this pair.
Yes.
Paramount set.
Yeah, I agree.
Got to fix it. Number eight.
Number eight. Not a bad start, Hutch.
Number seven. Hire car red tape.
Hire car.
You want to get a hire car at the airport. Once upon a time, you'd give your license. They'd say, those keys are in the car, mate. Now they say, right, you have to fill out a few forms.
Oh, the forms.
And there's forms on forms on forms. They treat you it like you're trying to rob the car when you arrive. They say, hang on, you want a hire car? Wait a sec. The bloke here wants a hire car.
And then they come out. Then they give you the old, it'll be, you had a look, $92 for the day.
Need you?
Yeah. Would you like insurance?
There's 75 forms. You need to initial every one of them these days, as if like, hang on, no, we've got proof here. He's initialed page 20. Must be him. Then they bring out an iPad. You've got to go through an iPad and sign up. You've got to electronically sign your signature. Then you've got to actually take photos of the car.
That's right.
Then you've got to check the photos. Give us a car, man.
That's actually
number eight. Number seven.
That's very good.
Number six. This was not mine. Pointed out to me last night.
Yep.
When you are in a hotel,
you
want two things in the shower. You want a shampoo and a conditioner.
Yep.
There's 35 options now.
Yep.
Trying to work out which is the shampoo and which is the conditioner. You've got face wash, body wash, body scrub. Shampoo and conditioner served us well. There used to be a two-in-one.
It did.
Pert, I reckon it was, the two-in-one. That would have done me. But no, you got 35 options.
Yep.
And then there's instructions. Don't do this, do that, do the other. Everything is written on it other than what it is.
Yeah,
the
correct.
Smallest words are the words shampoo and conditioner. You need binoculars to find them in the shower.
Yeah,
these
I agree with that.
Speaking of showers, picks number five. Showers in hotels.
They're too small, Arch.
Once upon a time, you turned left for hot and right for cold on a knob.
That's the wall. There's no more knobs, Hutch.
Now, you need to be MacGyver to work out the shower systems.
Yeah, you've used this before.
There's sides and tops and out the side and out the top. And how do I work that? And that can't be reversed. And that's an infrared.
Hey, what about this one, Hutch? Where you turn the shower
on. That's a steamer.
Nothing happens. Then you realise you've got to push a button underneath because the bath comes on.
Push a button there. Oh, that came out the left. I didn't know that. Then there's a knob to push that down at the top. And then all of a sudden you're in a steam environment. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Give us two buttons. One for hot
and one for cold. Good.
Number four, the car parking meter.
Oh, it's impossible.
Once upon a time, you go and put 20 cents in, they give you whatever, and you're away.
Yep.
Nowadays, you need to have a PhD in mathematics to work out what bay you're in and how you transact at a parking meter.
I agree.
You got to walk 10 rows, then there's a queue of five people, and then they go, push this, do that.
What about you put your number plate in? You don't even know what the number plate is because you're going back to your earlier point. You've got a bloody hire car. You don't know what it is. You've got to walk all the way back and check it out.
You want 30 minutes, 45 minutes an hour. Is your car electric? Is the car this? Well, how about that? Oh, that someone's left 20. I can't get that.
What about the ones where you've got to punch the number plates in and you're pushing it and it's not accepting the D? The D's not working.
Happens all the time.
You've got a U and a C. And a 128, but you can't get the bloody D in.
I was in Hobart the other day in the main street. There were 15 people sitting around with glasses, experts trying to work out how we could pay for our parking. And there were tickets as from here to the end of the road because the one thing they do work out is how to ticket you.
Yeah, the ticket works.
Don't worry about that. That works. Bing, right on time.
Had
to cop the two tickets. There were some of the smartest minds in the whole island trying to analyse how this worked. Number two. Numbers on streets picks. Numbers on.
Oh, house numbers.
Put the number of the house or the building on the front door of the house or building. It served us well for 100 years.
It has worked.
We worked our way how to get around.
It seems to have worked in the
past. Now you've got a meeting on Margaret Street or you've got a meeting on Smith Street.
Yeah, and you can't
work
out where it is.
You've got zero chance, if you're not in an Uber, of working out where that is on the street.
Where it is. You've got to get Google map it.
You want to visit a friend?
Yeah.
No chance they've got a number on their door.
What happened to the good
old days?
You're
meant to guess it.
Yeah, what happened to the good old days when if they wasn't on their fence, it was painted onto the gutter. Paint on the gutter. There's number 14.
And number one, drum roll, please. A little tongue-in-cheek, by the way, for those. Drum roll there, Zip.
Zip's not here, remember?
The warning about using mobile phones at petrol stations or on planes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, come on. The gig's up, I reckon. Nothing's happened for 40 years. If there was generally a problem on this, there would be a 2 kilometre safe radius around a petrol station, and they would be confiscating phones when you got within Kiwi picks.
I agree.
It's a racket.
It's a furphy, Craig. It's a furphy.
What do we miss? 1-300-23-55-48 is the IMAR Tradies Insurance Open Line.
There's a few questioning why you, in fact, were looking for shampoo and conditioner in the first place, Hutch. You ain't got any hair.
Someone said they always called it a Gary Pert.
A Gary Pert. That's what it was called.
Yep. 1-300-23-55-48. On the temper text, or give us a call on the IMAR Tradies Insurance Open Line. If you think we missed any.
Oh, we've missed a million. But not bad. So you reckon they're the first point of call for the if Elbo gets in today? If he's going in fresh, bang. These are the things we need to fix.
First point, like fix the small problems first, picks. How many streaming services do you have, by the way?
Oh, who knows? I've got whatever.
6 or 7?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't even know how to do them.
Do you have the same password?
I don't even know what the password is. I didn't set it up. So God help me if she gives me the flick.
Yep.
I won't need to access my TV because I don't know what the password is because you've never told me what it is.
I had a digital consultant about 6-7 years ago before we went on our digital journey. He said the first thing you need on top of is your passwords. You've got too many.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm going to save them all in one place for you.
Save last pass.
And he created an account for me that had all the passwords.
You forgot the password, didn't you?
The password to the password.
Correct. That's exactly what happened with me. It's a true story. It's called LastPass. It's one of your apps.
So I
put them all in there and I couldn't remember what the password is to get into the password.
I'm exactly the same. So I don't know what to do. I can't find the password to get into my passwords. It would be unreal if you were born, Pix. They said, righto, Pix.
Yep.
You know, you've been born. You've been assigned Lenny P23.
Yeah,
that'll get you through life.
Yeah, I'll be happy with that.
Don't tell anyone.
It'll be hard to guess.
You can use it at your bank, your streaming service, your whatever. That's you.
Yep.
They obviously play for AFL footy and start signing your autograph that way. Creates a bit of an issue. But
yeah, it does. It does with the scammers.
1-300.
No, I've got all funky now, you know. Pet's first name and first pet and into a daughter's middle name into six numbers. Oh, fair dinkum. I'd much prefer the old 2-3-2-3. That'll get it through. That'll get me through.
Back in the day, it'd be
good
enough.
Old days.
Oh, that's the other one with passwords. Now you need a mix of caps.
You do.
Numbers, inflections.
And you've got to
put Roman numerals.
Exclamation mark. A star's got to go in there instead of a. Oh, hopeless, yeah.
Yeah, 1-300-23-55.
Instead of a G, it's a 6.
Oh, come on. But type out, get 20% off a set of 4 Vittoria tyres and for local metro sporting clubs at Macca's. Give us a call if we forgot any on the IMAR Tradies Insurance Open Line, 1-300-23-55-48. A few rippers coming off the temper text, we'll share them next on Off the Bench.